We are on a mission to learn as much as we can about Marcus Smith, the Eagles' first-round draft pick, Dave Spadaro, and Merrill Reese. So to do so, we're going to bring in Phil Savage. He is the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, formerly a personnel guru in the NFL, working with ESPN as well these days. And Phil, I know that you know Marcus Smith quite well. What can you tell us about the Eagles' first-round draft pick?
You know, he's a very interesting prospect, Dave, because when he came out of Columbus, Georgia, he was actually recruited as a quarterback. And he spent maybe one spring at quarterback, and then they moved him to linebacker, and then he played defensive end. And Charlie Strong, when he got there as head coach, he recommended that he make that switch. And it's been an upward ascent for him ever since. He's been a player that has improved throughout his career, throughout his senior year. And when I talk to the scouts during the fall, when we're vetting the different candidates for the recent Senior Bowl, I had a number of scouts really sing his praises and say, hey, he could end up being a first rounder. So, you know, we touted him quite a bit in advance of the Senior Bowl. And then in the practices, he was kind of just okay, in all honesty. But then in the pro day workouts, after he had time to go back and really work on some of this 3-4 outside backer stuff, he really showed the flashes and ultimately finds his way as the pick of the Eagles at number 26. But I like Marcus Smith a lot as a person, as a competitor, and as a player who's got a big upside.
Phil, Merrill Reese here with Dave. Ordinarily, fans are looking for glamour names. They were thinking about the wide receivers. Marquise Lee was there when the Eagles made the pick. They were looking for possibly a Clinton Dix to slip down. And here they got a guy by the name of Marcus Smith, a name with which they were basically unfamiliar. And yet you say you weren't surprised to see him go this high, and you believe that they have a first-round caliber talent.
I think he's a player that really fits this scheme, the Billy Davis 3-4. If you ask me, I think they can figure out replacements and what they need to do at wide receiver. I think the Chip Kelly offense is conducive to be a plug-in-and-play type system for maybe a second or third rounder, and there are still good wideouts that are available the rest of this draft. But Marcus Smith is one player, one prospect that can help help this defense transition from the 4-3 of which they were in for, 14 years? And it usually takes about a year and a half to 2 years to get fully integrated into the 3-4. Marcus Smith can help them do that. This is one of those picks where the scouting staff really identified him during the fall, and they've monitored and tracked his progress throughout, and they feel like that he's got a high ceiling here. And so ultimately their hope is that he'll be able to drop off in space, play some coverage on first down as an outside backer, and then put his hand down and be a rush end in those sub packages on passing situations.
Phil, there's a couple of different parts to the player's development in the NFL, and one of those critical parts is what the coaching staff does with him when he gets here. What do you imagine the coaches will first work with Marcus on in terms of refining skills, developing talents?
You know, I think just his overall ability. I mean, again, he's a younger player in terms of having only a few years of experience on defense. But, Dave, you hit on a really key point right there. This is one of those prospects where the coaching staff and the scouting staff has got to have exactly the same vision. In other words, they've got to see the same career path of where they want to take this player and how he fits this defense. And I don't think the Eagles would have made this pick if they weren't completely in unison in terms of, okay, the scouts have identified him as a player that can fit this scheme with a high upside, and the coaches now look at him and say, hey, we can work with this kind of athlete, 6'3 and a half, 255 pounds or so, ran in the 4.7 range. He's an ideal candidate for that 3-4 outside backer. And I tell you, when you've got a scouting staff that has spent a lot of time in the 4-3, and now you're asking this group to go out and identify candidates that can stand up on their feet and play outside linebacker, that's a tough transition. And there's a learning curve involved there for your scouting staff. I was involved with the Ravens back in the day. We were a 4-3 team with some 3-4 elements. Ultimately, we switched all the way to the 3-4. Then I'm the GM of the Browns. We're exclusively going to be a 3-4 team following Butch Davis and what they had been doing in the 4-3. And I worked with a group of scouts that had never scouted for that kind of stand-up athlete. And it does take some training to get your eyes acclimated for what you're really looking for in this kind of prospect.
You know, Phil, it's interesting that Chip Kelly has an affinity for guys who are unusually gifted athletes. Now, last year, he chose Lane Johnson, a former quarterback, a former tight end. And usually the most gifted athletes growing up are the high school quarterbacks, and many of them even enter college as a recruited quarterback, then move to another position. Same with Marcus Smith. As we said before, he was a quarterback entering Louisville, so I guess he fits into that category of a very, very gifted athlete.
Isn't it amazing that he was actually recruited as a high school quarterback? He gets there. He spends a year at Louisville before Teddy Bridgewater's arrival. Charlie Strong recruits Teddy Bridgewater and says, "Hey, Marcus, I think your future is going to be on defense here." But he ends up being drafted ahead of Teddy Bridgewater. You just never know. But, you know, I absolutely agree with you 100%. Chip Kelly's looking for that versatile athlete, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but on the defensive side. And, you know, one thing about modern NFL defense, the more players you have that can provide some rush ability and the skill set to drop off and play coverage, that helps in all of your zone blitzes, all of your disguises. And if he is really a scheme versatile player, and you got a chance to see him do that on the tapes at Louisville. They would sometimes play him on the end of the line. Other times he would walk around and kind of what they call that psycho package where you're not sure where he's coming from. So they really tried to feature him in that scheme. And he really was the star of the show in their Russell Athletic Bowl win over Miami. They completely dominated that game, and he had a big night down in Orlando.
Phil, the Eagles moved out of the 22nd spot in the first round. They moved back to 26, and they gained from Cleveland an additional pick, 83rd overall, the third-round pick tonight. From your perspective, the quality of the deal from kind of quantify it for us, if you will, in terms of what the Eagles got back for that 22nd pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty standard by the book, basically a four-spot move for a third-rounder. I think that they were really comfortable in knowing that they were still going to be able to grab a defensive player that they liked at 26. And, you know, I don't know how much interest they had in D. Ford out of Auburn. He ended up going to Kansas City at 23, which was right behind that pick. But nevertheless, a fair value for them, and it gives them an extra shot at it here tonight in the third round. And this draft, they're still really good players. You know, Dave, I would say that this year more than ever, the sixth, seventh, eighth rounds, which is what I refer to as college free agency, that eighth round, if you truly have good quality area scouts, you're going to find some nice value pickups. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple of undrafted free agents end up making the Eagles next year because they do have a good group of scouts. They work really hard, and I think they'll uncover a gem or two that can fit the systems that they've put in place on offense and defense there in Philadelphia.
Phil Savage, in the later rounds, it seems obvious to us that at some point, possibly in the second round, the Eagles are going to go for a wide receiver. I'd like to hear your take on a couple of those who are still out there. Marquise Lee is still out there, but he'll probably be gone. But there are others like Cody Latimer, Jordan Matthews, Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Marquise Lee will likely be gone by the time the Eagles' turn comes again. And, you know, 2 years ago, I had scouts tell me I just saw a top 10 pick. So it's a bit unfortunate what happened to Marquise. He got caught up in a situation at USC where they really were one of the most dysfunctional programs in the country, but yet won 10 games, and no one realizes that. He was a big part of their turnaround. But for whatever reason, against some of these freakish size-speed athletes like Mike Evans and Sammy Watkins, he fell out of the first round. He's going to be a very good player in the NFL. You mentioned Cody Latimer. He's a junior, a bigger receiver, large catching radius, comes from Indiana. They have not had a great track record of producing second-round wideouts that hit it big in the NFL, so there's a bit of reservation there, although you're not supposed to grade schools or helmets or families. And that leads me to Houston at number 33. They're staring Derek Carr in the face. How ironic would it be that 12 years later they took his older brother in 2002, and now they could take the younger brother in 2014 in the second round. But Jordan Matthews is a player that led the SEC all-time in receptions. I want to say it was 262 career catches. A-plus, absolute top-notch, first-class young man. Came to our game in Mobile, just absolutely fully engaged in this draft process. He, of course, is here in New York, and I think he would be a nice fit for the Eagles because it takes a level of discipline to play in this Chip Kelly-style attack, and he will do exactly what the coaches wanting to do.
Well, Phil, good stuff. Great insight into Marcus Smith and the rest of this draft. We've got a lot to get to the rest of the night and this weekend. Phil Savage from the Reese's Senior Bowl, the executive director there, ESPN contributor, and, of course, a personnel executive in the league for many years. Phil, we thank you so much for your time and for showing up here and helping us out on Eagle Draft Live.
Great to be on with you and Merrill.
Thank you,
Phil. Great to hear from you, Phil. Take care. Thanks.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Phil.